Learning Masechta Chagiga Daf Gimel Midays. Want to learn the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud, the Sugya of Shaita. The Gemara brings a Brisa, Taner Rabbanan Ezu Shaita, Ayetzi Yechidi Belayla. Someone goes that alone at night. Along the basic verse, someone who sleeps in a cemetery, the Mekrei is Kusay, someone who rips his garments. And the Gemara brings a Machlekes Amaron. Rav Huna says, Achu Kulan, you need all these three Samanim to be called a Shaita. And the Bechanan says, Afilu Machas Men, even one of them. And the Mar explains, Hechidami, Idavu Derech Shtos, if you're doing it as a Shaita, so Afilu Bechadanami, even one of them should be enough. If he's not doing it as a shaita, he's not doing it irrationally. Samara says, but we have a reason. He's doing it and it's a gandripa sachdei. Rashi says either an anxiety or needs air. Once he does all them, it's like a shar, nagach shar chamar v'gamal nasimud l'kail. That's the sugya. Now, the machlokes of Huna Be'echan La'alocha, the Rosh and Chulin, Simendal, the Gabishkita, passes like a Be'echanan, and if someone does one of these three, he already is Pasul for Shkita. The Rambam, Menuchas Eidus, Perech of Tess, Lacha Tess, is also Mavur, that one of these things is good enough, and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, both the Yeredeus, Simendal, the Gabishkita, and Chayesh Mishmet, Simendal, Menhei, the Gabi'edus, passes like a Be'echanan. Now there is an interesting machlokes rishonim, if these simanim are dafka or not. Well, they're just an example. The Beis Yosef and Evan Ezer Siman Kuf Yutes brings Rabbeinu Simcha Mishpira writes that you don't consider mesheita unless you see these particular simani shtos that are mafurish in Parakam of the Chagiga. And then he writes something which is a little bit unclear. He says the main siman is Ma'abed Mashanayson Lay, which we have later in the sugya, and if you don't see that simen, so you don't have to check. He's becheskes pikeach. Not 100% clear what he means by the last thing. There's also a Marid Chai, and Mesech Lizgin Simetav Chafalav, he brings Rabbeinu Vigdekai and Sedek, wrote a tshuva to Rabbeinu Meir, that if he's not hulsek shayte b'dvarim amur in perikam lechayigah, he can pikeach lechol dvarif. So you have Rabbeinu Simcha, Rabbeinu Vigdekai and Sedek, there's also other mashmayis in other rishayim as well. Like the Chuvas of Rajman, the Chuvas of Rivash. But in the Beis Yosef, this Beis Yosef brings in Siman Kuf Yotes in Evan Ezer. Beis Yosef and Siman Kuf Kuf Aleph in Evan Ezer brings the Lashon HaRambam, Hilchas Eidus, Perech of Tes, Loch of Tes. This is the Lashon HaRambam. Hashayt Apostle Eidus Min Atarel Fisheinu Ben Mitzvahs. And that's also a Shaila. Why the Rambam have to say, because he's not a Ben Mitzvahs, he's Apostle Eidus. Typically, Stam. Stam Be Eidus means Das. But that's what he writes. And not a shaita which goes arum and he breaks kalim and throws stones. Anyone went out of his mind and his mind is completely distorted with a thing from the things. Even though in regard to other inyanim, he could speak and ask questions appropriately. So Yosef says like this, I would say, they need dafka one of these four things, but the Rambam doesn't bring down these simanim. The Rambam says, that mishenitra fadaitai, the nimsa daiter shvestam v'dover min advarim, in anything, in any area. So from the Rambam it's mavur that you don't need specifically these four things, and the Beis Yosef is ma'arachsas, and he says v'zeh shaloi k'divrei b'nei simcha shekasavti b'simcha k'vites. So the Beis Yosef already quotes this as a machlekes, and simcha k'vites it means b'nei simcha needs specifically these simanim, and simcha k'chaf aleph he says the Rambam's mavur not that way. Also the Dakamesha right there in simcha k'vites. Where he brings the Rabbeinu Simcha that you need specifically these things, the Dakamesha brings the Chuvis Mary Vail that Mishu Shaita Beshaidvaram Avish Emelon Vesakwaras Akreik Susare Afilachim Mikri Shaita. And that's how it's brought in later Achreinim. As a Machlekis Rishainim, Rabbeinu Simcha and Rabbeinu Vigdekai and Tzedek Paskin that you need Dafka these things, the Rambam, and maybe some other Rishainim Paskin that you don't need Dafka these things. Now, even according to the Rambam, it says you know these four things. I mean, why did the Gemara say them for? Right, that's the kasha the other way. Why did the Gemara say Ezu Shaita and say these simanim if you don't need the simanim? It's an example, but l'chaya you learn from the example, it has to be something as severe as these three. That's what the Marik brings in Simeon Tess, and the Meisesa brings it down. Now the Shah is a little bit the other way. Why would the Bedafka need these three things? These are the only things that make someone a Shaita. What's the Pshan and the Rishayim hold you need Bedafka, these three things? L'chaya, let's say the Shaita never had a chance to sleep in a basic forest or to be Eitzichidni B'layla, let's say lives in a civilized, you know, in a civilized area where the people on the streets at night, I don't know. Spunk not into being Makarik Susay. What's Pshat? You need exactly these three. So I think the Pshat is like this. If a person really is a Shaita, is Meshuggah, he's completely out of his mind, then I don't think any Rishayim hold you need these three. And I saw just brought down from the Tshuva Sateres Chachamim, from the Baal Baruch Tam that says this, Ebenezer Simeon and Zayim and Devri Chaim, Simeon and Gimel. We're talking about someone who basically is able to be stable and is not acting like a Shaita normally, but he's doing things that would indicate that he's a Shaita. So since what you're dealing with is what seems to be a normal, sane person who's doing things in a Mishigasin, so there these Rishayim hold that whatever Chazal said that these Mishigasin make him a Shaita, these are the Samani Shaita, period. You don't have a right to make up your own Samani Shaita when you're dealing with someone who is looks sane, is just doing things that are Meshuggah. I'll speak about this a little bit later in the Shia. See, the Arsameach really says, is the Shalshuv's Arsameach Simi the Gimel that I saw brought down. He says like this, Hadavar Pashat, the Ikra B'dika Min HaShaita Hu B'Gidrei. The main way to test the Shaita is B'Gidrei, meaning looking at him, seeing him, talking to him. Right? And Zel began the Tfiyas Ayin Shu Shaita. There's a Tfiyas Ayin. You see someone, you see clearly he's a Shaita. Avapulash Yetzichidim Lailahim began the Simonim Al Shutasei. There's Tfiyas Ayin, there's Simon. You can tell when someone's a Shaita. We're talking about someone you can't tell that he's a Shaita. He looks normal. But if he does these things, that Chazal are calling him a Shaita, that do his Shainim hold. He's coming to shayin him home. It's after these things. Otherwise, you have no right to decide he's a shayta. And the Rambam holds no. These are examples and things that are similar to these things. Also, you could call him a shayta. You see, the night of Yehuda, in the there's a sefer called Arei Yasher about big controversial Indian of the Kliva Get, which we'll discuss a little bit later in this year also. That there was a case where somebody in Germany gave a get, and people, the Frankfurt Beis Din, passed the get because they said he was a Shaita. So the Nei Yehuda, one of his stadim to matter was because it wasn't these three simanim, and he says that he's mitzadet to say that even the Rambam that says Davar Medvarim, he only says in Hilchos Eidos, he doesn't say it everywhere else. Because it's only in Hilchos Eidos, by Eidos you need more. But everywhere else, you need dafka these three things. The Marit also in Siman Tezvav is mitzad to say such things. He's like daily achrenim. It is a little bit shver because the Rambam doesn't bring down the Simani Shaita anywhere. He doesn't bring down Bechlal to discuss what is a Shaita anywhere except in Hilchos Eidos. That would indicate, and some achrenim say this, that he was Seimich in Hilchos Eidos to say the Dine Shaita for everywhere, not just for Hilchos Eidos. Also the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hareiz apostel ubechal shaitim yechashev. If it was just a psalaitis, it was just said Hareiz apostel ubechal shaitim yechashev. Sounds like for everything, not only for psalaitis, but I'll go upon him. That's the first you say, we're saying, there is a machlekes vishenim if these three are dafka, or it means anything similar to these three. There's another machlekes hapeiskin by these three things. If he did it one time, is that enough to be called a shaita? Or does he have to do it many times? The Rambam's lashon is elakol mi shenitru v'daitu nimsas daitu shibeshes tamid b'davim in advarim. That's his lashon. The nimsas daitu shibeshes tamid b'davim in advarim. So it takes of Mishnah that one time is not mishibeshes tamid. Mishibeshes tamid means he does it many times. He writes that in the meisayisif and chayish mishvat simon lamin hey. And the Peskim and Hilchos Shkita bring it. The Shach, Yerideh, Simen Alf, brings it to the Gav Shkita, the Teres Gittin, and Simen Kuf Chaval brings it to the Gav Beget. the Ksam Seif and the Beis Sefer and bring him in the Tshuvas, that at one time doing something crazy does not make him a Shait. It has to be several times. The Tvur Shar in Yeridei Yisim and Aleph Lagai Beshkita Yisim Vav, he brings down that the Rosh Yosef on Chesh Mishv Sim Lam and Hey, it's not the Rosh Yosef the Prima Gondim, it's an earlier Rosh Yosef, it's Radi. Then he argues, he says one time's good enough. He brings the Rai from Lashon of our Tesis. If you look in the Mashal, you'll see he learns the Tesis differently. But the Prima Gondim did with Hilchas Shkita is Mitzadah to Yimachim like the Tvur Shar. The Chesam Sefer there in Simon Beis brings a Raya from a Shtikl of the Turi Evan. It's on really on the next Gemara in Davdal and Amalav, but it's all part of this Sugya. But the Gemara says like this, right? Rav Huna said you need all three. Rabbi Eichmann says one's enough. And then the Gemara said, if Rav Huna would have known the Braisa, Rav Papa said, if Rav Huna would have known the Braisa of Ma'abed, Ezu Shait, the Ma'abed Kol Mashanesan Lai, he would have been Chayzer, because the Braisa is clearly that one's enough. And the Gemara is a Shaila. If he would have been Chayzer, would have been Chayzer specifically from Kerei Ksusai, because that's Daima to Ma'abed Mashanesan Lai, or would he, is he Chayzer from all three things? Would have been Chayzer from all three things? The Gemara says Teku. So come this, the Gemara at a time like this, Lagabe Kerei Ksusai, that alone is enough to be considered a Shaita. Lagabe Yaitza, Belayel Yechidi, Ulam Nevesek Varis, there, that alone isn't enough, you need three. So the Shaila is, how can the Gemara have such a tzad, Manavshech? If he's not in the Kerei Ksusai, so you don't have all three. So Lan Yechidi Belayla and Yetzah and Yetzah Yechidi Belayla and Lan Vesek Varis doesn't work without all three. The Gemara is at that. And if he has Kerei Ksusai, the Gemara says he would have Mechayis from Kerei Ksusai. Kerei Ksusai alone is enough. So how is it possible our Papa could have meant that Rav Huna would have Mechayis from Kerei Ksusai? Kerei Ksusai, one is good enough. But Yetzah Yechidi Belayla and Lan Vesek Varis, then you need all three. So Lamayin Afkamin Lan Vesek Varis Yetzah Yechidi Belayla. Together with Kerei Ksusai, Kerei Ksusai alone is enough. Not together with Kerei Ksusai, you don't have all three. It's Mamash Apella. But Zaydik Sam Sefer, and this he says from the Turi Evan, if you learn that you need several times, so then it makes sense. Because it's negating like this. If you learn the Chidi Malayla, and Kerei Ksusai, then you're a Shaita. Even if you did each one of them once, because now you have three times from all three of them. That's like Shor Chamar and Gamal. If you learn Yechidi Belayla three times, learn Vesek Varis three times, then not. If you Mekirei Ksusai three times, then yes. So, it's Negeya. Yaitzi Yechidi Belayla, learn Vesek Varis, Negeya to be a Simen Shaita, because you Mitzayev with a one time Mekirei Ksusai to make him a Shaita. But learn Yechidi alone, even three times, learn Vesek Varis alone, Yaitzi Yechidi alone, even three times, will make him a Shaita, and Mekirei Ksusai alone three times would make him a Shaita. So if you hold that a one-time Simani Shaita is not enough according to anyone, you need three times. The Omachlek is Yafun and Yibaychanan is three times from one thing, or three times you need from all the three together. So then it makes sense that by Kerei Ksusai, one thing is good enough if you have three times, but by Yaitzi Chidu by Alam Vesek Varis, then you need the three together. I can ask if you have a Kerei Ksusai, that alone is enough, only if you have it three times. It's Negei, the Yaitzi Chidu by Alam Vesek Varis, to Mitzayef to the Kerei Ksusai, to make it three times. That's the Ksam Seifer Shtikl, I mean, it's a Terevin Shtikl. That's the Ksam Seifer Zraya, that you need three times for each Maaseh Shtus. So what do we have so far? We have a Machlokes Rishonim, if these are Dafko, or it's anything like it. We have a Machlokes of Hunan and Yechanan, where there the Psak Halach is like a Yechanan, that one of them alone is good enough. But we have Kama Paiskim, then hold, one of them alone means one of these things if it's done a number of times, but it has to be done a number of times, but there are some Paiskim that argue. Now the Rambam Menachas Eidus also adds, HaPesayim B'Yaser, people that are very foolish, She'ena Makim Dvarim She'seizim Zezeh, they can't understand things that contradict each other, V'lo Yevinu Inyanei Hadav V'Kederek Shemavinim Sharam Aretz, they don't understand things where other people understand, Re'el B'Chal HaShaitim. So you have a Shaita, and you have a Pesi B'Yaser, the Rambam says. The Sman, Cheshimish, with Simlam, and Esav, Kan, Chav, Aleph, says, I'll tell you the Chultin, a Pesi and a Shaita. A Shaita is someone who's Daita, Meshubeshis, and Meturefis, Legamri, B'Dava, Me'advar. His mind is completely faulty in a certain Inyan. A Pesi is Eina, Meturef, Legamri, B'Shum, Dava. Ava, Mitzad, Echad, Ugar, Meshaita. he's not out of his mind in anything. But in one aspect, he's worse than the Shaita. Shaita, and anything that he's not crazy about, he's just as smart as anyone else. And that's what the Rav means. So the Sma writes, so the Sma is mashmas only for psuli edus. That's a good child. But I think what he means is like this: psayim is what we call mentally retarded. That means his brain is retarded. It didn't develop. Right? Retarded means that undeveloped. So he can't understand things. He has an undeveloped brain. His brain is like of a small child that really doesn't understand things properly. A shaita, his brain is perfectly developed. It's what we call insane or deranged. He can understand a lot. But he has no control over himself. And he'll do things that are completely irrational. Now the Sma is mashma that the psayim b'yaser would be mechayev mitzvah. So just a shaita l'gai b'edus. The Marit also sounds that way. Chelek Beis, Evan Ezra, Simon Tezayin. But the Tvur Shar, Simon Alf of Katnan, says no. For Kalatar also, the Psayim B'Yaser are called the Shaita. And he brings it from the Darka Mesha. My guess is a lot of Down syndrome is this way. That they're not irrational. They don't behave irrationally. It's just they can't understand things properly. That's why I think the Taish of Psayim B'Yaser, Mashenki and the Shaita, is somebody that can actually be very high intelligence and very high functioning. It's just, there are things that it just goes completely connected to Seichel. See, the Sam Sefer also agrees to the Tvur Shar. The Sam Sefer, the Tshuva, Neven Ezra, Chelo Beis Beis, he says a very interesting thing. He says, why do we need Cheirish and Shaita? L'Cheirish, the Cheirish doesn't have enough Das, so Kol Shkein and Shaita. Why did the Chazal, he said, the problem is Alach HaMeshi Mishinai, Cheirish, Shaita, V'Katan. Katan, I understand. Katan could be very smart. It's a din. A katan doesn't have das. But a cheirish, the problem with cheirish is that a cheirish can't really develop his intelligence properly because since he can't hear and he can't speak, so there's an intelligence gap. That's what seemed to be the problem of cheirish. That's how the Sam Seif is learning. So Mela, kol shkein shaita. So he says, no, a shaita is developed. A shaita is highly developed intelligence. A shaita is, like we said, maturif, mavulbal, he's deranged. But that's another chiddush, that a tier for das also passels. So I'm saying this is an interesting thing. Why does the Rambam only say psayim b'yaser l'gabe edus? Why does he say that? Why doesn't he say l'gabe everything else? So he says because he didn't have to, because when he says cheirish l'gabe everything else, a pesi b'yaser is a kosh, came from a cheirish. But by edus, anyway, cheirish can't say edus because it's, even Elam can't say Eidus, because it can't be Magad, right? It's a din of Mipi Avoyim Piksavim. So Mimela, the Rambam's not going to bring a psul of Cheirish, that's why I had to bring Psayim B'Yaser. Very interesting teretz, a practical teretz. This is what Sam Sefer holds. You can't tell me that a Pesi B'Yaser is a Bardaslin called Tarakula. He's like Arifim Cheirish. The reason why the Rambam had to specifically write it by Eidus is because the Rambam never said Cheirish by Eidus, because Be'edus anyway, even an Elaine is possible Eidus, even if he is intelligent, because he can't talk. So since the Ram didn't say Cheirish, the Ram had to explain the Pesi B'Yaser would have the same din as a Cheirish. The Pesi B'Yaser, the Chassam Sefer says, is Luyah from Cheirish. Now, there's a lot of discussion in the Achreinim about different cases, what's considered a Shaita L'Gabi Get. It was Negei Lach L'Maisa many times. I'm going to say of the Igris Meisha with my R on it. The Igris Meisha in Evan Ezra Chelek Aleph Siman Kochav, he's discussing a case. The case by him was there was a man who thought he was Mashiach, and he did strange things. One time he walked around naked because he said he's like Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. There were other some strange things that he did. Nothing quite as strange as that. And eventually, his wife wasn't able to live with him. Eventually, they prevailed him to give the get, and Ramesh was masanded the get, and he wanted to write a tshuva explaining what the issue, if there'd be an issue of shaita, why he believed that he was allowed to give the get, there's no issue of shaita. So he starts with the chakira. This is how he writes the chakira. Let's say a shaita is a shaita for one thing or a few things, and for everything else, he's charef kepikeach gomer. Everything else, he's smart like a regular pikeach. Does he have a din sheita l'chol davar? Because he's not similar to anashim pikeachim, so he doesn't have a din pikeach. Or no, for the things that he's not a sheita, for l'gabe that he does have a din pikeach. That's the lashon of a sheila. And there were different cases. Achrayim also dealt with different issues like this one, particularly like we mentioned before, the klivaget. The case was, there was a man in Germany, in the city of Mannheim, that got married, and he was what we call today paranoid. Right? By the Shabbos Sheva Brachos, he ran away with money, and he was found in the house of a guy, and he said that there were people chasing him, and he ended up going together with his kala and his family to where they were going to live. But on the way, they stopped off by the town of Cleve, and he said he has to run away, he has to run to England, he wants to give his wife a get, and that's what they did. And the Chacham of Frankfurt were involved, and they passed the get. And most of the Gedolei Torah of the time, the Shagas Ari, the Neid Yudir, Ma'akev Emden, Mekavis Mishnah, and many other Gedolim, this was all printed, this whole controversy was printed in a sefer called Ur HaYashar. And they discussed, a lot of the discussion was the Frankfurt Bezdin authorized to passel the get, Kenegan, the Gedolei Torah that held it was kosher. But as far as whether it was kosher, these Gedolim were mitzaded a lot to say that he was not considered a shaita. And it seems like a similar shaila. So, just the Igris Meshi, he goes into Agamara. He says, Taisa Ramaskal Derech Shtos, says the reason why, the Gemara asks the Kasha, if he did a Derech Shtos, even one thing's good enough. So Taisa explains, Kevishu Shaita Ba'achas Yeshlana Ziga Becheska Shaita L'chol Davar. So he says, Taisa was Matshriach, not to say that if he's a Shaita for one thing, he has a Din Shaita for everything else, even though he's perfectly normal and got to everything else. Taisa says, no. If he's crazy about this thing, that means he's crazy about everything. Rashi says, if you could see clearly, he's not crazy about everything. He speaks like a normal person. Vaisdais, that would be good according to Taisus. That's what he says. Now he says, well, maybe that's the machlekes of Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rav Huna holds that you need all three, because one's not enough of a raya that he's crazy about everything. You need all three to be a raya. And what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? He doesn't have to be crazy about everything. Even if he's crazy about one thing, he's considered a shaita. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe that's a reason why it should be possible to get. We have a raya from Taisa, Rav Huna holds that way. But maybe Rabbi Yochanan argues. So he's mechriach when Taisa brings the Yerushalmi. Taisa brings down the Yerushalmi there. From the Yerushalmi's mavur, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue on that prat. Rabbi Yochanan just holds that from one time alone, it's enough to see there's a shaita for everything. But they both agree he has to be a shaita for everything. If we see he's not, he's normal and not to everything else, he wouldn't be considered a shaita. Then Rav Meisher says, the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says, Kol mi shenitru f'dayte v'nimse dayte m'shebeshes tamen b'dovim min advarim. Af al pishu m'dama v'shal kinyin b'shar advarim, hareis apostol b'chal shaita m'chashev. So the Rambam says, even if he's a shaita for one thing, he's nitru f'dayte dayte m'shebeshes tamen b'dovim min advarim, and for everything else, he's medam of a shel kinyan, he's not a shaita, he's still considered a shaita. So it's a machlekes Rambam and Taisus. So the Rambam must hold, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that even with one thing, he's a shaita. But he writes, he wants to say in the Rambam's only talking about Edus and Ptur Mitzvahs. And that prat is a little banalic, but we already mentioned, some people said that the Rambam's only discussing Edus. Linyan Gittin, Kedushin, and Kinyanim, the Rambam's made he's not a shaita. He's mayrech a lot about it, but that's the Iker Hishtikol Torah. And he's asking, the Rambam's Mavur, and the Rambam's categorizing of Shaita, that he's a Medaba Vishal Kenya Bisharitvarim, that even if you see that he's saying in regard to other thing else, he would be considered a Shaita, but he holds that the Rambam's only saying in Lagabe Edus and Lagabe Mitzvahs, but Lagabe Gittin, Kedushin, and Kinyanim, then he wouldn't be considered a Shaita, he's considered to have Das. Now, Lule Shaini Kanai, Kenish Dingin Affirmation, but to me, I don't see a machlokes Taisa in the Rambam. I mean, it's pashut. The sugya is discussing such a case. When the Gemara says like this, Ezu Shaita, the Gemara gives specific actions that he does. Even Aniach, like that Paiskim and Hold, he does them repeatedly. But that means that everything else is normal. If you need a Tanai that he's not normal in regard to everything else, that you could see. It's a very big Deichik, and I think it's an impossible Deichik to say, that the Gemara is talking about that he did these things. We have no idea if he's sane on other subjects or not, but since he did it, so Sarai is not sane. Why don't you just speak to him? Spend some time with him. Spend a few hours with him, and you'll see. You'll see clearly one way or the other. Al-Karchach, like we said this before, the Pshat in the Gemara is that he is sane about everything else. And that's why some Pesachim, well, you need dafka these three things. And that's good for the Chiddush of the Gemara. But when Tosfos says that with Tola, since he's Meshuggah about these things, he must be Meshuggah about everything else, it doesn't mean he doesn't talk like a normal person. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have any understanding of things. It means that he's old to act irrationally on any topic. His irrational behavior is not mesuyim to one thing. He can act irrationally about anything. Normally he doesn't. Normally he acts normal. But any trigger could trigger him to act irrationally about other things. That's Pshantosis. So I think it's the same thing. When the Rambam says he's medaber v'shoyel ke'inyan b'shar dvarim, according to Tosfos, also he's medaber v'shoyel ke'inyan b'shar dvarim. If he's not medaber v'shoyel ke'inyan b'shar dvarim, so you'll know right away he's a shaita. Like we said before, if he's a shaita, he's a shaita. You don't need any simanim. The Tosfos says, we have to be tumen medaber v'shoyel ke'inyan b'shar dvarim, but still, Tosfos says he's a cheska shaita b'shar dvarim, because like we said, shaita means deranged. He can medaber v'shoyel ke'inyan and still be deranged. But I think like this. One thing you see from the sugya, at least according to Rav Huna, if someone has a mistaken belief, in other words, someone's imagination gets the better of him, and because of that, he does a crazy thing. In the sugya of Charetz Mavur, that alone doesn't make him a shaita. I mean, according to Rav Huna, for sure, especially the Gemara says, Kandripa Sachadeh. Rashi says, according to one pshat, it's anxiety. Says his anxiety causes him to do something crazy. He's not a shaita. Who in L'chaira, if he's paranoid or he thinks he's Mashiach or Kadema, that belief alone wouldn't call him a shaita. Again, as long as he could be misnayig normally, but the mistaken belief alone doesn't call him a shaita. He has to act on it. Now, Rav Huna Zicha holds that if he's acting, let's say, he's Lombardes Akvaris Geshisha Ruach Tumma. Like Rav Meisha says, it's not rational behavior. The Gemara calls it Avodle Derech Shtus. It's just a shtus for something. He has a compulsion to do something really crazy, like being lomba v'sekvaris, k'dei shetish lov ruach atoma. So he's not a shaita, because he's a shaita l'davar echot. If he's a shaita for three things, Rav Huna says, okay, so he's a shaita for everything. Or, like the Gemara says, he's a shaita for ma'avit ma'ashenesim, like Rav Huna ben Chayza, because such a thing is something which nobody does. He's a shaita for that. He's a shaita for everything. But a shaita for everything means that he can act normally under most circumstances. He just has this insane streak and will engage in irrational behavior at different triggers. So then you could clay like Rav Meisha was claying if Rabbi Yochanan holds that from one thing you have a raya that he's insane for everything. Well, no, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to be insane for everything. But that's a suffix. So this is what the Gedolim by the Kli V'Get and other places. Now, first of all, you do have Shitas Rishayim that you need specifically these three things in the Gemara. So running away on Shabbos to go hide by a guy's house with the money, that wasn't one of the three things in the Gemara. And also, even according to the Rambam, it might not have been as serious as the things in the Gemara. The fact that he ran away and ended up in a guy's house might not be as serious as Yetzichidi B'lai L'lam V'Sekvaris and Makarik Susay. And the same thing, let's say in Rav Meisha's case, it sounded like only one time he went around undressed, so that wouldn't be enough. And all the other crazy things he did didn't sound as crazy. Like he would go around telling people he's Mashiach, whatever it is, it doesn't sound as crazy as Lun, as Yetzirah Chidumai Lama Vesekvaris V'chuli. And also the Gedolim were mitzadeh that maybe he was a Shaita beforehand also. If you know that this Simanei Shtus started later is one thing, but if, like the case of the Kli V'Get, the paranoia seemed to have been there before the Chasna as well. And I think similarly in the case of Rav Meisha, the delusions seem to have been there before. So you could say that if you're going to declare that he's a Shaita by the Gerishin, so then he was a Shaita by the Kedushin. Bal Kabbana, that's how I see the Sugya. Rav Meisha looked at it that according to Tosfos, as long as he looks like a normal, as long as he's acting normal, generally, and it's only this particular thing that he thinks he's a Mashiach, that's crazy, but everything else about him is normal. So in Dem state, in Rav Huna, he's not a Shaita, and Rav Yochanan doesn't argue. And the Rambam, he says, he's a Shaita, but the guy be Eidus. To me, the way I see it, the whole sugya is talking about that he's acting normally about everything else except for these things. And when Taisa says he's a shaita l'chol davar, he means that his irrational behavior is not confined to a specific thing. It could also extend to many, many other things. And then he would be called a shaita. Yeah, that grace is thinking.